I said, look, in order to get to the success, let's educate ourselves on who's had it, right? In the field that we're trying to operate in. And, you know, learning very fast about Juan Domingo, his family, to your point, 11 generations of unbelievable business, unbelievable bandwidth, growth. As a person who has made this product, he's someone who's done it right. So what I wanted to do is go right to the source. How do I get to the source? How do I cut out the outside world and go to the source and tell the source what my hopes are?
That's how success happens. From Entrepreneur Magazine, my name is Robert Tuckman. I self-funded, built up, and eventually sold two businesses to major players in the sports and entertainment industry. And I am fascinated by other entrepreneurial minds and what drives high-achieving people. So on this podcast, we're going to learn what they've learned and what it takes to really succeed. Kevin Hart, the multi-talented comedian, actor, and entrepreneur, joins us today in this episode of How Success Happens to discuss his latest venture, Gran Coromino Tequila. Known for his relentless work ethic and unparalleled success in the entertainment industry, Kevin brings the same level of dedication and passion to his tequila brand. Realizing that his culture and community had not been properly introduced to Cristalino, a unique type of tequila and its accessible price point, Kevin saw a perfect opportunity for a new business venture. Join us as Kevin shares the story behind Gran Coromino, emphasizing the importance of hard work and the unique qualities that set his tequila apart from others. I started by asking Kevin, although I did want to ask him about the Tom Brady roast, but I started by asking him about his childhood and if there were anyone, any people, his community, anyone that helped him or thought that he would become a great entrepreneur.
No, I've got to be honest with you, saying it was all the discovery. It's something that you fall into and fall in love with as success occurs, right? I can't say that in my earlier stages of life, I was like, oh, I want to be an entrepreneur when I grow up. It's something that once again, you just discover. And it's more about wanting to do things and having fun in the concept of figuring out how to do those things, how to put the pieces to the puzzle together, how to get as close to the goal as possible, how to partner and collaborate, why relationships are important, like what about developing and building a relationship should be a focusing point. There's so much that goes into the definition of an entrepreneur, but I would say the beauty of it all is that it's a discovery. All is wrapped up into the ball of the things that you figure out and find.
And how did the tequila, Gran Coromino, how did that come about? Because you found just what you're talking about. You found a partner who I think I read was 11th like generation tequila maker. He's got to be good. But tell me, how did that come about?
Just like I said, like with the experience of understanding and learning how to build and how to put yourself in the best positions for success. Once you get that blueprint, you just follow it with any and everything. It becomes a plug and play and it fits into whatever ecosystem you are attempting to get in or are in, like the same type of dynamic works. And I said, look, in order to get to the success, let's educate ourselves on who's had it, right? In the field that we're trying to operate in. And learning very fast about Juan Domingo, his family, to your point, 11 generations of unbelievable business, unbelievable bandwidth, growth. As a person who has made this product, he's someone who's done it right. So what I wanted to do is go right to the source. How do I get to the source? How do I cut out the outside world and go to the source and tell the source what my hopes are? And that was to develop what I would consider to be a premium tequila that I could provide and introduce to the world, but be confident that it would be done right. And through Juan's basically distribution pipeline, relationships, connectivity, the distilleries, and just when it comes to the product, you've already done it. This is what you do. Collaborate with me, partner with me. And his fear was, doing something with the entertainer and the entertainer just slapping their name on it and walking away from it. And I had to explain to him that I'm much more than just an entertainer. I had to explain to him my business background and what I was doing and the multiple versions of wins that I had while doing it. And I said, I see nothing but the same opportunity here with tequila. You're not looking at somebody that's looking to pump and dump. I'm looking to build. And I said, the same way your last name is attached to a world of products. I said, it would be amazing if Hart was. It would be amazing if this acts as the start of something really amazing. And after selling him on it, we said, let's go 50-50. Let's go down the line. And what we put into it is what we get out of it. But it's about me showing and proving. And he allowed me to do that. And now we're talking about being at a point where we have 3 SKUs, right? We're introducing our Reposado. We have Añejo. We also have our Cristalino, which was our entry liquid to this space. A lot of success we're having and momentum is what we're gaining, but we're nowhere near finished. I'm excited about the potential.
Yeah, I'm a big tequila drinker. I love it. What was it for you? Was it a love for the prop tequila? Was it you just saw a business opportunity there, but what was it that really gave you the thinking that this is the right spirit, this is even the right category to go after?
Tequila is a crowded space, but you have to do what you love. Like getting behind something that you can embrace and that you wouldn't do in a regular is very tough. So for me, if you just go look at my backdrop, all of the things that I'm attached to are things that I can talk about seamlessly, things that I can embed and implement into any conversation or any operation. And for me, tequila is what I already drank. It's what I gravitated towards throughout my adulthood. So having the opportunity to develop my own tequila liquid is what I wanted. And we're talking about something that is a representation of me. So that's why I chose tequila. And I said, although a crowded space, you can make it a space of your own if you do it correctly. And for me, I thought about just my fan base. I thought about my outreach. And I thought about the Cristalino. And I said, look, this product has not been properly introduced to the market. Although people that are in the space of like business within liquids and development, you're well aware of what it is and why it's colorless and why it's a clear reposado. I said, but the world isn't. I said, my culture, my community isn't. I said, so doing that and introducing this as a premium product at a price point that people can afford would be great. And then after that, from there, go to my Añejo. And then after that, go to our Reposado. We found a very creative way to give me a story, a platform to start on and build off of. And I think together we've done an amazing job, right? Like when you look at Proximo, of course, the business and the relationships, once again, attached to that brand are endless. And having a weapon like myself that they can now implement into the same system attached to a product that's really good, it all just points into the direction of a big win. I embrace the work, I embrace the conversations, and I embrace the opportunities to build. That's what we're doing, and that's what we are.
Where do you see the business going? I know you're coming now, the Reposado just launched, and that's your third product within this business. Where do you foresee? Do you see different types of tequila? Do you see different spirits? Do you have that vision yet?
Right now, of course, this is my focus, right? Grand Coromino is a brand built off of the idea and concept attached to a journey, celebrating your journey, loving your journey, embracing the journey, and at the same time, attaching the concept to hard work, right? And hard work tasting different. Hard work should be celebrated. So if I'm talking about my journey in this space, of course, this is the beginning stages of it. And Grand Coromino, I would love to see it in a position where you're looking at a global brand with an understanding and feel good attached to it. So before you start talking about the more and the introduction of other things, of wine and spirits, and now we're doing this, and now we're doing that. You have to do the thing. You have to have the one thing that you did right first. And I think after we have put the blood, sweat, and tears, and energy, and now have our product on the shelves, and everybody resonates and relates and understands, then that's a conversation I can engage in. But right now, the sole focus is Grand Coromino, right? And getting it to a point where everybody knows what it is. And it's not just a Kevin Hart tequila. This is a tequila for the people. This is a premium liquid for all. And that's the goal. The goal is to make people understand that so that it's a product that anybody and everybody can enjoy and that they feel good about.
More from our guests, but first, a word from our sponsors.
We all want the best of both. Dessert without calories, luxury without expense. And how about security without passwords? With Okta, it's possible. We secure identity for your business so you can safely use any technology. You can build experiences that are richer and more secure. Grow revenue without running up costs and scale easily no matter your tech stack. Enjoying the best of both? It's possible. It's Okta. Okta, the world's identity company.
And our next sponsor. Grow your business with one of the world's most trusted brands in retail. With Walmart Marketplace, you can scale with built-in solutions for fulfillment, advertisement, and pricing, all while reaching a customer base of millions. Sellers who join today can save up to 50% on referral and fulfillment fees. Launch your store on Walmart Marketplace before July 31st to lock in your discount. Head to marketplace.walmart.com/success. That's marketplace.walmart.com/success to get started today. Conditions apply.
And we're back.
Yeah, I know you're real health conscious, exercise, workout. I started drinking tequila because I was told, I don't know, you probably know better than I, it is the most, I don't know, organic or it's the most cleanest spirit. Was that one of the reasons too? Just, I know when I drink it,
absolutely,
even I can tell.
Yeah. Absolutely. Once again, like it has to fit into what you do and what you represent. So in terms of being a guy who's very conscious of my health and wellness, but at the same time, not saying that you shouldn't be able to have a good time. You shouldn't be able to relax. You shouldn't be able to enjoy alcohol. If you do, just be conscious about which versions of it you are choosing to enjoy. For me, as far as the healthier side of what tequila presents and provides, it makes sense. It aligns with what I feel like I need and what I feel like I'm putting in my body when I'm putting in my body. And taking the sugar or the products that are attached to a heavy sugar foundation, it just makes more sense.
Yeah. I like drinking it straight up with an orange and it's good for tasting. But I also want to talk, you said about the good part and bringing good through the company and the brand. Can you tell me what you're doing in terms of the charity involvement with Gran Carmino?
Yeah. Look, when you started it off, you asked me about entrepreneurs and you asked me about, did I feel like I was going to be one? Is this what I set out to do? And I'm like, no, it's a discovery. Now that I'm in the place of success and I've seen a lot of the things work, you have to have the wherewithal to reach back. You got to have the wherewithal to support others like you, others fighting and scratching to figure it out. And a lot of those small businesses, a lot of those startup businesses, a lot of those new businesses or new opportunities, being able to invest in them, being able to have some type of capital that you can deploy is a big deal. So us raising $1 million to do just that, to be a product that is not only one that I said is a representation of the people for the people, something that we feel is a seamless connective, I want to say like a connective product to just sitting down and having a good time, having a smile, right? Once again, feeling good. But also, we got to get back to the journey and what's your journey and how are you embracing it and the hard work attached to it. So for us to now have a conversation attached to our product that also is one of help, one of support, is special. And not everybody's doing it, but I'm glad we are.
Yeah, as an entrepreneur, I want to ask you because you do a lot of things, obviously. You're probably extremely busy. How are you? And you said it, which I love, like you have to focus on doing one thing right. How do you make time for being able to do all the things that you do, from the acting to the comedy to the entrepreneurial pursuits? How are you able to do that?
Look, managing my time and making sure that I continue to put myself in the best possible positions to get the benefit and reward of the hard work that I'm doing, that's the priority. That's the key. And the best way to manage that time is by having a good team of people. It's not all me. It's not just done through me and the vision that I have, right? There's a lot of people that play a part in helping me execute. There's a lot of people that have strong ideas that they put on the table and that they are extremely passionate about. And there's a lot of people focusing on how to connect all the dots so that they all can fit under the same ecosystem and that it's not scattered. At one point in time, my business was extremely scattered and one could prevent the success for the other. Well, right now, it's about making that entire wheel roll right so that it's a smooth ride. And so far, the business of Heartbeat and Heartbeat Ventures and Kevin Hart as an entertainer, everything is really shaping up and formulating to be underneath one ecosystem, one brand, one umbrella. And once again, having something in the wine and spirit space now that I'm passionate about, that's good. That's the big thing, things being good. When things are good, people will respond. From wine and spirits to health and wellness to athleisure, to business, entertainment, to venture. I'm just trying my best to check all the boxes and do as much as I can while I can to hopefully set up for the world after when I decide to not do it anymore.
And what was that? What was it that made you understand or know you had to make the change when things were scattered? And how'd you do it?
Look, it's called growth. Right? Like you can't do anything on your own. These titles that people have in these corporate entities, they're there for a reason. I mean, that's from CEOs, COOs, to CFOs, to heads of development, creative development, presidents, senior vice presidents, team leaders, seniors, juniors. Like it goes down the line. An org chart is valuable if used correctly. And it's the discovery, once again, right? Like you're not looking at somebody with a business background in school and somebody that went and checked all of the boxes the correct way. I bullied my way into the space and guerrillaed my way through what I would like to call the life version of the school. Real experiences in real time and soaking up as much as you can. So going back and reaching out to those that have already done it, that I'm close to, asking for advice, asking for good direction and taking that information and putting it to use. That's how I went to do it. That's how I figured out where my holes were. That's how I figured out how to improve and why improvement was needed. And once again, when you don't just watch things just to watch them, but when you watch things to learn and then apply, life can get interesting real fast. So a lot of applying is what's happened over the years.
Before I let you go, I want to ask you if you had advice for entrepreneur, anyone, young, old, looking to take the jump, take the risk. What would you tell them just about what it's like to be an entrepreneur and what you need?
I would say the best thing about being an entrepreneur is that nobody knows how good your ideas are until you show. Everybody's input and everybody's advice doesn't always align with what you want to do and why you want to do it. And nobody cares more about your thing or your stuff than you. So that energy that you have sometimes won't be matched. So make sure you're putting your all into the things that you feel are the best representation of what you believe fits you. And when you're doing that, it's only a matter of time before the things line up and connect correctly. So stay patient and don't lose faith in the dream. The dream is real. And the beauty of the dream is that nobody else can see it at times. It's yours. So make your dream specific to you.
Yeah, I love that. Listen, Kevin, I appreciate you coming on and talking about Gran Carmino, the Reposado. I can't wait to taste that. I'm excited. That's my favorite. So I'm looking forward to it, man. Looking forward to sipping it. And I really can't wait. And again, congrats on all the success you've had and especially the success with giving back within what you're doing right now with tequila. Appreciate it for everyone, for all entrepreneurs.
Thank you. Listen, this is it's an amazing piece. I hope it resonates with all. And I'm an entrepreneur at heart, and I don't plan on stopping anytime soon. I'm celebrating every single step of this entrepreneurial journey at this point with a nice little taste, and that taste is Gran Carmino. So hopefully you guys can join me, and we can all toast together eventually.
Hell yeah. I appreciate it. All right. Thanks, man. Thank you.
And that's our episode. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to How Success Happens wherever you get your podcasts. We come out with a new episode every Wednesday morning. and you don't want to miss it. And if you'd like to share, please feel free to pass along the show to an entrepreneur friend who could use a boost, and I could always use the subscribers. And do you have ideas for guests? I always love to hear about great entrepreneurs. If you know anyone, shoot me an email at hsh@entrepreneur.com or on Twitter at Robert Tuchman, that's RobertTuchman, or even send me a message on LinkedIn. How Success Happens is a production of Entrepreneur Media. Be sure to visit entrepreneur.com for insight on building your business, or even better yet, subscribe to our magazine. No joke, I found my first job after reading about a company in Entrepreneur Magazine back in the 1990s. It's always been my absolute favorite magazine for entrepreneurs. Thanks for listening and spending some time with me today. Until next time, my name is Robert Tuchman, just a fellow entrepreneur and your host. See you soon.